It is about 9 minutes after 7 a.m. on your Thursday morning. And this week, we get a chance to chat with... I got trying to turn my mic without blasting you out of here. Get to chat with Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. Welcome.
Hello. I'm here.
You brought the snow with you?
Snow, cold. Yeah, that's pretty much either rain or snow or... maybe I should have been a postman. How's that? Snow sign. I don't even remember the saying, but
well, the police officers are very similar. You guys are out no matter the weather. You're out taking care of things.
Yes. Yep. It just, I mean, we kind of went several days. Been really super cold the last couple days. Really not all that warm today, but it's going to get better. And definitely the warmer weather is on the horizon. So, and I like cold weather. I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I like cold weather, but the last couple days are just a little
too much
for me.
Too much.
I'm kind of a 20s, 30s, 40s guy. That's good for me. Teens, single digits,
negatives.
And then you add in wind chills. That's not okay. I don't care for that.
See, a lot of mine is every time my furnace kicks on, I'm like, oh, not because I just see the cha-ching, cha-ching.
I have fuel oil, so I have a tank, and I was kind of really hoping maybe I'd only have to fill it once this winter, but I'm on tank number two, and I really hope that I don't have to go to tank number three.
We're less than 30 days out.
Yes, yep. So, And I have a wood burner. I burn the Eco Bricks, and I usually get away with a ton or two of those in a winter, supplementing my heating. And I'm about through a ton and a half, so I'm hoping that I don't have to order another ton of those because they drop them off at your doorstep, and then you
stack.
I put them in the house. And so it's literally moving a ton of bricks. yeah. So, and it's kind of nice whenever it's a little bit warmer versus, if I had to do it, would have had to have done it Monday or Tuesday. That would have been no good for me.
No bueno.
Yeah, that's too cold to be doing that stuff in and out of the house. And so I'm really hoping that we get a spring. I do not want to jump right into summer. Some people I know would be perfectly fine with that, but I like the seasons.
I do like seasons. I like less of this season. Although, I'm hoping that we had enough cold that it kills the bugs.
Yeah.
And we don't have such a bug problem like prior years.
And I'm hoping that we've had enough of this cold weather. We, like I said, 20s, 30s.
We need some, but...
I'm okay.
So, so how are the roads in Millersburg
when you
came through?
They're getting better. The crews are out. I live outside of the village. So I seen a county truck this morning. I seen two ODOT trucks, and I've seen three of our village trucks out and about. Now, might be the same truck in town. I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention, but the roads are getting better.
Needed some salt.
Yeah, I got in town about 6 o'clock this morning, and a couple of the side streets. They made a pass in between the time that I came into town and when I was on my way out here. I can see they made a pass, and it makes a difference. And I'm no traffic engineer. I'm not one of the street guys, but it's kind of one of those weird things. You don't want to have traffic when the roads are bad because obviously slick. Me as a police officer, you have the crashes, you deal with that. But I also know if you have a little bit of traffic and they're putting material down, that helps get the road cleared. It sounds weird.
It gets it worked in.
Yeah, it kind of helps get things moving. So you need a little bit, and especially like on a morning like today where it's pretty cold. I don't know what the temperatures are where they have to start adding chemicals and do
different
things.
It is 14 right now.
And, at some point, salt doesn't work by itself. But you get
the... It seems to be this morning, though.
Yeah, it does. And if it one of those days, like the last few days when the sun's come out, takes a little bit of sun and it really starts warming up the asphalt, concrete, the bricks, and that helps a lot. But having some traffic, moving the material, getting the material grooved in, and not having such a, the other morning, I think it was Sunday morning when we had the huge wet snow.
Monday morning.
That was coming down. Okay, Monday morning. It was coming down, so fast and so hard.
It might have been Sunday.
The crews can't keep up, and then it just makes tons of slush. And slush is no fun to be driving in either. So a morning like this where we're not getting a lot of snow, things work pretty quick and get ship shape and we're good to go. So there's probably still some side streets I haven't hit. There's obviously, if it's untreated, not like my driveway, I probably could rent out for ice skating because I have a gravel drive and the snow packed, and now I have a ice covered drive.
Call the NHL, be like, I got you next drink.
I've probably put 300 pounds of sand down this week. My neighbors helped me out, put some stuff down. But now this morning with the snow covering up, it makes it slick.
It's back to the beginning.
Yeah, nice and slick. But the sand, it works wonders. On my drive, it's a darker color, so a little bit of sunshine and it melts through and breaks up the ice and helps out. So things will change. It's going to get warmer.
West Holmes is, operating on regular schedule. So it's super, super important to give the space when you come across the buses or you're coming into the school zone and see those blinking lights.
Yeah. Yep. Just like any other morning, when the roads are wet, they're icy. If you have to stop in a hurry, it doesn't work so well. It can be a problem. So you got to, slow down a little bit, give a little bit more room. And as always, pay attention. Get off your phone. Don't worry about the radio. Get your vehicle cleared off. I seen a few this morning that
the little circle.
They just kind of had, a couple paths. And you can tell with it being as cold as it is, it takes a little bit longer to, to clear the windshield. And people, not anticipating that. So they get the windshield wipers going and you get some streaks. And then it's not necessarily a hole, but it might be like a streak across the windshield. So
you need good visibility.
But there again, there's not a lot of it. So once things get up to temperature and get going, it'll clear off as long as your defroster is working properly. But just give yourself a little bit of time. No need to be in a hurry.
And, the kiddos and parents walking the kiddos to school really need to be careful on the sidewalks and parking lots.
Yep. Yeah. Like I said, with my drive, I still had ice on it. And then this morning, the snow, I slipped. I'm taking the dog out. The dog didn't have any trouble getting around. But I definitely, because my drive's kind of at a little incline, so it's already naturally a little slippery. With just the ice out there, but then you add the snow on top of the ice and you can't figure out where it's good to walk and where not. Same thing with sidewalks and parking lots. There's always going to be a couple places that are going to be slick, and you just kind of got to pay attention.
And today within the county, we talked about West Holmes is on normal schedule. We got the other side, East Holmes, on a two-hour delay. The training center's on a two-hour delay. Kids who go to the career center's on a two-hour delay. Bright Beginnings Preschool's on a 2-hour delay. Garraway and Ridgewood decided to close. So you're going to have a hole across the county, but it just, and even in town with your training center buses, just a whole bunch of different times. So it's really important to pay attention.
Yeah, it's any other morning, you got to pay attention. You might be going through an area like with East Holmes, being on delay, West Holmes not on delay, not think about it. Out in the county on Township Road, County Road, where there's a normal bus stop, you might not. If you're going from one side to the other, you might think there's a bus stop that would be an East Holmes stop. There wouldn't be a bus there. Not even think about it whenever you get into the Western Holmes district. And then there's the bus, so
it's so important to watch.
Yeah, they do try to do a really good job of marking with the road signs and stuff where there's kind of what I would call the blind spot, bus stops or turnarounds, things like that. It can get, if you're thinking, oh, I have 2 hours, East Holmes on 2-hour delay, not thinking about it, and then come cruising into West Holmes district and there it is. You just never know for certain, so pay attention.
And watch for the walkers. You never know who's avoiding an ice spot on the sidewalk or what have you. So you got to be it's be careful. We ask for you to be careful all year, but in weather like this, it's extra careful. Your stopping is a little slower, And so...
Yeah, and in the edge of the streets, you know, the plows don't get right up to the curb. So people might divert a little bit off of the sidewalk to get across the street. Vice versa, if they're crossing the street, they might hit a slick spot. You never know. And I just truly feel that, you know, the normal everyday Joe is going to be pretty devastated if they would end up hitting, you know, hitting anybody, let alone if it's a pedestrian and end up being a child. You just need to be extra vigilant on mornings like this.
For sure. So pay attention. And that's why cleaning your windshield off completely is so important.
And your side windows and your back window, not just your front windshield.
And your headlights. I made sure to do that this morning before I left.
Yep. Headlights, taillights. You know, it seems like the snow stuck pretty good to the cars, so.
Yeah, it was a little time. Silly. It was not a nice time. Zero stars. Do not recommend. I was house sitting last night. My I call her mom number two. It's my best friend's mom. She was out of town, and so I was watching her dogs. So I had to be there. It wasn't just I was at her house to, you know, watch the house. She has dogs, and so I had to let them out. And so I left her house at like 3 o'clock in the morning this morning to get back home to get ready for work. And so I have seen Ashland County, Wayne County, and Holmes County today. And Holmes County was the best, but early it was not great, but they were working on it. So Ashland and Wayne County,
yeah,
that know, early, there's nobody out yet.
Yep. Any time if you can give yourself a little extra time, that's always good. You know, like on a morning like today, you know, in town, like I said, it within 20, 30 minutes, you know, a couple of the streets that I'd seen that it didn't appear that they had been on, the street crews have been on, it came back through and they were majority of cleared. You know, so if you can give yourself a little time, get the crew, let the crews get out and get some material down on the road, you'll be good to go.
And with that, we'll take a quick little break here and we'll be back with more on WKLM. And we've got a few minutes here before we hop into ABC News, and we are chatting with Millersburg Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. And just a reminder before we hop back in, because I'm going to remember to do it this time, he's laughing at me now because I had to squeeze it in the conversation last time. On a two-hour delay is East Holmes, the Holmes County Training Center, the Ashland County West Holmes Career Center, and Bright Beginnings Preschool. Closed for today is Garraway and Ridgewood. So those schools choosing to either delay or close. So East Holmes, the Holmes County Training Center, Ashland County West Holmes Career Center, Bright Beginnings Preschool is on a two-hour delay, and Garraway and Ridgewood schools are closed for today. So, you know, we've been talking, you know, we talked to school closings prior, and, you know, we've been, you know, encouraging you to be cautious and careful as you travel out and about, and how important it is to clear your vehicle off so you can see. And, you know, we'll talk about other things in the second half, but one of the things that goes along with that is, even though it's daylight out, if it is precipitating, you need to have your headlights on.
Yeah. You know, they say the wipers on, you know, wipers on, headlights on. The thing is with snow is not always do you need your wipers if you're driving down the road. But it's, you know, you need to have your lights on for no other reason, just so somebody can see you.
It's not so you can see.
Yeah.
It's so you can be seen.
It's not that. It's so other people can see you. And the big thing is a lot of vehicles now have daytime driving lights. There's different names for them. Basically, your headlights are on when your vehicle's on, which is a great thing. However, and I don't understand why they can't just add it, but your taillights are not on. And that's where a lot of the problem can be, is if, you know, the person behind you can't see you and you abruptly come to a stop, just like in fog. You know, you're not using your headlights during fog. It's so other people can see you. You do need your headlights, but you don't want to high beam them. But it's more so you can be seen, not so much so that you can see. And definitely during, you know, when it's snowing, when it's raining hard, you got to make sure that you're turning your headlights on, not just, oh, my headlights are on, having the daytime running lights. You know, my my personal truck, I have the, they call them fog lights, driving lights, different things for them. And whenever I push the button for those, it appears that my headlights turn on. But I just figured out, and I've had the truck for a little more than a year, that my headlights don't actually turn on. So I was like, well, that's kind of, that was not my plan. I was thinking, I just push the button, fog lights come on, headlights come on, I'm good to go, and not so much. You know, and I don't do it very often. I'm not sure why I did, but pulled in and drove by a downtown business and can see, you know,
the reflection.
Look at my truck and say, hey, look how cool my truck is. And I was like, oh, my taillights aren't even on. And then I could realize my headlights weren't on, and I was like, okay, well, that's dumb on their part to make my headlight light on my dash come on when my fog lights are on. So now I know, you know, I just turn my headlights on.
So it's important to do a walk around to right. when you get a car and really understand it.
Yeah. And I mean, yep, it is. Here I am. I don't have, but yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Melissa.
Well, no, we all learn. Every vehicle is different. Every vehicle that I've had is different. I have my headlights. I can leave them to come on and turn off automatically. And it does do the head and tail lights. But I made sure, because I wasn't always sure, because I've had cars where I've had to turn them on. I've had cars where it could be left on. And so I'm always paranoid, because I've been pulled over before for different things, mostly speeding, but I don't anymore, because I'm uber cautious, because I don't want to do that, especially now that I talk to all you guys and I don't want to be called out for yeah. not following my own advice. So those were my young days and whatever, yeah. but I get panicky, and so I'm like, I don't know if these are on. And so like, I did a walk around. And so, you know, we all learn, and even you as a police chief or whoever, you know, we have folks from the State Highway Patrol. We have people from Sheriff's Department. We all have to learn, because every vehicle is different. Don't just assume. We learned that in seventh grade science, but I can't say what it means here on the radio.
Yeah, it's just, you know, vehicle familiarity. I don't drive my wife's vehicle very often, so it's kind of like a learning curve. Whenever I get in there, I'm like, okay,
where is it?
And I have a Chevy truck. She has a GMC SUV, so they're not that different, but they're different. And you got to figure things out, like her headlight control is different than mine, and it's, you know, you just kind of have to take the time. And I'm one kind of like you that, like, if it's raining or something, or it's going to rain and we're like in her vehicle, I gotta make sure I remember, you know, I have the gear shifter on the column. She has little buttons that she uses for, you know, drive and park and stuff. And then her windshield wiper is where my gear shifter is, and her headlights are on the turn signal. And it's just kind of one of those things. And I like to know where stuff is, especially if I know there's a chance I'm going to run into like rain or something. You know, and then it's, you know, depending on your make of vehicle, do your high beams come on if you push your turn signal forward or pull them back? And, you know, it's just one of those things. My wife has the auto high beams, which drive me nuts. And my vehicle doesn't have that. I got to turn, you know, you can. So it's one of those things. And like the one day I was driving her car, and I'm like, your high beams don't work, you know, in town, they're supposed to, if there's nothing coming towards you reflecting, and there's places that I was thinking, oh, these things ought to be working well. Then I figured out that you have to be over 25 miles an hour for the high beams to ever turn on, and this, and it's like, whew. So.
These fancy things, yeah, these days.
It's kind of crazy. You know,
just take us back to the model.
I'm thinking, I don't have a Tesla. I wonder what driving a Tesla is like, where I can just get in and say, hey, take me to so-and-so, and, you know, you have autonomous driver. I call them autopilots, whatever, chauffeur. You know, it's so weird, because the cars are different. You know, GM and Chevy are
essentially
same brand, different name and clothes.
Same at the very, very top breakdown. Yeah. It's like, you know, your kingdom, phylus, genus, yep. species.
And then you get into like, go to Ford and Toyota and Honda, and it's like, whew, I gotta, you know, I can totally understand how people get confused. You know, they go to turn their turn signal on, they hit their high beams, or their windshield wipers pop on, and it happens to everybody.
Yep.
And I hope that, you know, when it happens to anybody and everybody, you know, you can get the enjoyment out of it, because it's like, oh man, that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to turn my turn signal, and you pull back a little too hard, and you turn the high beams
on. You're hitting everything. You're like, what's happening? Windshield wipers are going.
Yeah, it's probably probably a good thing that there's not just an on and off button for the horn, or that would probably get honked all the time. You know, it's just, you know, it's like our cruisers. Speaking of horns, we had our sirens set up, and a lot of us did not know that our upfitter had done this, that when you hit the car horn, it turns your siren on.
Oh, well, that would have been really handy
to
know.
Yeah, it was. And I had a couple officers that, you know, we had, I knew it was in one car because the officer was sitting at a light and went to honk it, you know, honk to somebody to get by so he could get by. And his siren went blaring. And of course, it scared the officer and I'm sure everybody else, because you don't expect that. And then you don't know how to shut it off, so you hit the horn again, and it changes the tone. So there you are. You're sitting at the light, and you're, you know, going through all the tones of the siren, which is very embarrassing. A lot of officers, I've done it. You get done with the traffic stop, and you pull away. And our cars now have to where we can turn the front lights off, so we're not blinding ourselves walking to and from the car in front of us. And so that's one notch. If you don't turn the light bar completely off, you can be driving around. And I always try to look in a window or something to make sure my lights are off, because I've driven through town with my wigwags, which is what makes the headlights flash. And you don't know it. There's no sensor. It's just a button. So if you're not looking, and I'm like driving around and people are moving over, and usually that's the first clue something is on. And it's embarrassing. It is. It's more embarrassing when another officer gets on the radio and it's like, you know, your overheads are still on, and it's like, oh man, how long have I been driving around? But I'm like, the first time I ever did it, people are like getting out of my way, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I don't have my lights on. That time it was buttons, and during the day, like, the button would light up, and during the day it was very hard to see what was on and wasn't on. You just got in the habit of things on, things off, and if you didn't click the button right, it didn't turn off. And so, you know, it's one of those things. It happens to everybody, and I'm sure there was, you know, people when I drive by go, oh, that guy's a moron. You know, and there's probably some that were laughing, some that might have been mad. It's no different than, you know, like I said, you go to hit your turn signal, your brights come on, or your windshield wipers come on. It happens to everybody. And some people are going to get enjoyment out of it. Somebody's going to be embarrassed. Somebody's going to be irritated. It just runs the gambit. But every now and then, you got to take a little bit of comfort or see the humor in life. And I can't believe that it's never happened, you know, to them. Maybe there's some people, but I'm willing to admit that it's happened to me quite a bit. You know, and I drive a police car that has all these extra lights. And like I said, you know, with the siren and the horn, and we didn't even know that it did that. So we have no idea, because they had been setting these cars up probably for 2 or 3 years before we even knew that it happened. So now I have to tell them, you know, we don't want that function, because that's,
please no.
Yeah. I'm like, you can put the air horn in there. That's okay, because that'll blast everybody. But let's not be doing the siren and not tell us, and we don't get instructions, you know, on how things work. It's kind of a trial and error. So you start flipping. It's crazy, because you get in there, you start flipping switches and pushing buttons, and you go about your business. You do it somewhere where you're not going to be somewhere. And we also have it set up so when the cars go into park, the siren turns off. So we're not like NYPD blue and have, you know, 2 or 3 cars with the sirens blasting and things when you're not in the car. So, you know, that's another thing, is you go and you want to take off and you hit your lights and sirens and your siren's not working. And so it makes you delayed. And then as soon as you put it in drive, the siren's blaring. And so there's a big learning curve. And we try, you know, I assume all agencies are, we try to have all of our cars set up the same way. So it's the same setup, the same controllers.
It's fluid no matter what you're driving.
Because you just don't need that complication.
Tales from MPD. Yeah. Didn't know this was going to happen today.
It's kind of
fun. Surprise! We're going to take a pause from that. Check in with ABC News. It is about 7:46 this morning. Coming up, we have hometown sports. And so we were getting tales of Millersburg Police Department. Yeah, it was a good time. But we do, we were kind of talking off air, like during commercials and stuff, that, you know, in the news, there are two different stories about scams. And there are a lot of police departments doing special seminars at libraries. I saw the Tusk Sheriff is doing different programs at the libraries about, for the senior citizens, about scams and phone scams. And, you know, we have the PSA from the sheriff's office. They've got a guy calling around pretending to be them. Yeah. And police departments seem to be, police and sheriff and stuff seem to be an entity that is commonly portrayed in phone calls. They pretend that they're an officer with a warrant for your arrest, and if you just pay them with Apple iPhone gift cards or whatever, y'all ain't gonna do that.
You know, and it's one of those things that the scams have been around, and they kind of go in waves, and they kind of tweak things and they change things. You know, for quite a while it was somebody calling and, you know, I'm your grandson, I'm in jail, can you get me some money? You know, it's one of those things that I know of. We've not experienced any of the, we've not got any complaints on what the sheriff's office is dealing with.
It used
right
to
now.
Be an Egyptian prince wanting to give you your money because they have no inheritance.
Yeah, it's they come up with different things. And I'm sure the demeanor or the voice that when they call a random number answers is probably whatever game they're going to play. You know, it's just really hard. We like I said, I don't know of us getting any of these current ones. But you know, we get common. It's pretty normal and regular that we get people. Fortunately, the majority of the people that contact us have not been taken or given their money out, or, you know, they question things. You know, so the word's out there. It's just, you know, they tweak their scam. You know, it's your grandson in jail. It's, you're going to have a warrant.
And AI can make that scary, because they can make your voice, if they can find your voice anywhere, like they call you and answer it. Like I don't even know what it was. I had a whole issue this summer, y'all. You don't even know. And it was my voice that called me. And the things that AI can do are terrifying. And they just need you to say a few words before, like, hanging up on them. Then they can recall and do it again. So it's just, if you don't know the number, don't answer.
Yeah, and that is truly the safest thing to do. You know, my mom, she's been taken for a scam, and I'm like, what are you thinking? And she was like, well, I didn't. And I'm like, well, yeah, you didn't think. You know, it's one of those things where
Microsoft's not going to call you.
Yeah, after the fact, she's like, well, that was really, you know. That's not me. And I'm like, well, it was you. They said the right thing. But she, you know, she's every number. And I'm like, I spent the day with her, and she probably got four or five numbers, called her, and she answered. And then she hangs up, and she's like, oh, that's a scam. And I'm like, don't answer, Mom. Just don't answer. If you don't know the number, if it's not in your phone, then don't answer it. If it's that important, they'll leave you a voicemail, you know, and go from there. I said, now, if it's a voicemail and it says your grandson's in jail,
call your grandson.
Yeah, call grandson. You know, that.
Well, would not like their grandson to be in jail.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, right now, her grandson works for the Holmes County Sheriff's Office, so he could be calling from the jail, but he would not be in jail. So, you know, I'm like, call me. You know, it's just one of those things. And it's hard. Because everybody wants you want to take care of your own. You know, obviously you don't want to have a warrant for your arrest. Most people don't. Some people, maybe that's a thing they will, you know, put
three hots in a cot.
Yeah, put a sticker on the fridge. Hey, look at me, I did a good job. But most people, that's not what their thing is. They don't want to have the warrant. You know, you don't want your family member in jail, and you get all discombobulated.
Well, that's a new one, discombobulated.
Yeah, it might be discombobulated. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. It's one of those two. You guys are getting to see a different side of me today. So, but, you know, if if a family member did need you to bail them out of jail, you're not going to go to buy 2,500 Xbox gift cards, you know, or Visa cards.
The sheriff's department does not take Xbox gift cards as payment.
That's not how that works. And if people would, I just think, sometimes stop and think and be like, oh, this might not make sense, and call, you know, call us. You know, we, Millersburg Police Department, we handle the calls inside the village. But if you live out in the county and you would call the police department, because we get a lot of calls, and I'm sure the sheriff's office gets the same thing, calls for inside the village. You know, and I did it when I was in dispatch. I've heard the dispatchers say, you know, you're getting scammed. We can't take that report because you don't live in town, but you need to call the Holmes County Sheriff's Office and talk to them, let them get it documented. The majority of the things that we have dealt with over the last few years has been just basically documenting that the person was contacted. You know, if there's no loss, then... But they're all pretty much, they're running the gamut of all the same thing. Now, you know, we've gotten, because you can mask phone numbers now, so it can truly look like the sheriff's office calls you or the police department calls you.
The key is to call them back.
Right. And ask the name and, you know, say, can I verify who you are, who you're with? And, you know, I've had it done to me. Where people, when I've called and talked to people for official business, they're, you know, hey, I want to verify it. And I'm like, yes, here's the number. You know, you can look it up on the internet. You can call it, talk to the dispatcher. I won't be the one answering the phone, those type of things. You know, the very simplest thing is what I understand from the sheriff's office, the newest scam is, you know, the person is not an employee. That name is not an employee. Now, obviously, it would be tricky if they could figure out an employee's name and go from there. But, you know, red flag number one is...
Gift cards.
They don't...
Gift cards is not a valid payment to get out of jail, period.
They don't have that person as an employee at the agency. And just take a time and think about it. And I get it. You know, my mom would be real embarrassed right now if she knew I was talking about this, but, so sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but she was really embarrassed that she got taken. And I'm like, it happens, you know, hopefully you learn your lesson, you quit doing, but I'm, you know, kind of getting back into the role of what's this for. And you know, she has a big heart and wants to help everybody, but she doesn't have big pocketbook, so you can't be doing that.
Isn't that usually how it is?
Yeah.
Big heart, small pocketbook.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You just kind of, you know, and the children, the grandchildren, they got to kind of keep an eye on, you know, things that are going on with folks. But, you know, don't, if you do get taken by this scam, let somebody know about it. Don't
be ashamed.
Yeah, don't be ashamed. Don't keep it to yourself, because if you pass the word, and I'm assuming somebody has passed the word to the sheriff's office, is this what's going on? You know, then we can get the word out. We can let people know, hey, this is the flavor of the month. They're going to call and they're going to say,
what it is.
They're going to call and say, hey, I'm so and so from here or there, and there's a warrant, and if you come and you pay for it, you'll take care of it. You know, for a long time there was a on the computer, you get a message saying it's the IRS or somebody, and
oh, I got those.
Or Social Security, and you got to do this and you got to do that. And you know, like, some
no
of
thanks.
Them some of them were like a Trojan worm and a virus. You clicked on it and then your computer went haywire and they got everything that was on your computer or took over your computer. You know, I mean, even with cybersecurity, there's agencies that, you know, people hack the system, take over your system, and you got to pay and deal with that. So, you know, there's just 101 million different ways to scam people. And unfortunately, there's people in the world that's their goal in life.
They want to see it burn.
Yeah.
If only they would use the bad for good. Could we imagine the world
right?
we'd be in?
Yeah, some of these people that are...
They're brilliant.
Are hackers and scammers. If
they're
they
using
were,
it for evil.
Yeah, if they were on the right side, you know, they could make a difference. But the biggest thing is, you know, even if you don't get taken, and report a scam, call us and let us know. There's mail scams, there's all kinds of things. And that's what we get a lot, is we get a lot of people bring in copies, you know, letters that they send out that they're wanting, you know, you need to mail this in for this and stuff like that. And it's just, it's really sad that there's, you know, all these different ways that people are scamming, and that people are embarrassed and afraid to speak up and say something. But truly, like anything else, you know, if you speak up and say something, you could be helping somebody else.
Well, let's go ahead and wrap up. I'll pop into hometown sports. So thank you for joining with us. You're very welcome. Educational, very fun today. That was you. Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. And now into hometown sports to wrap it up.